he represents something which I think is kind of lost today in British policy. It's a values system that he had and he gave to young voters by opening the franchise of allowing sort of people to run who were not, as I said before, the elite, is really something that is a legacy that's really important. And he was just essentially, if you're disenfranchised by or alienated by politicians today, you look to people like Tony Benn, who had a certain value set which you can really relate to if you're someone on the true left of politics. So he's a very important person.
It's almost the end of an era, because I'm sure there are politicians with conviction nowadays, but they're sort of treated as outcasts, sort of straight to the backbench. I mean, Tony Benn was, I think, respected across the board.
I think especially at a time when we as young people are continuing to see lots and lots of politicians selling us out, there is a real place for that conviction and a sense of values in politics that I think that we're really, really missing today.
I grew up in a family that my mum used to hold young Labour meetings in her living room. Mm. And I grew up in a family that very respected Tony Benn and his views and what he did for sort of the kind of sort of upbringing that I had. And I think that Tony Benn was an inspiration. I know I'm quite young, but his work lives on, and I'm sure it will for many years. And he stood up for what he believed. And I agree with you that the kind of like tenacity that he had is something that's maybe sometimes definitely missing from the government at the moment. He's a fantastic MP, and he will be sadly missed in politics on both sides of the House. And thoughts are definitely with his family.